is supposed to be a recording of my walks. It's October 2020, and I'm a 32-year-old Portuguese living in Eindhoven since April. And there are some times when being an expat alone in Eindhoven in the middle of a pandemic can't seem daunting, to say the least. There are many lonely days. There have been so far some scary days, and as in you don't know what's going to happen. So I thought about recording this podcast. So I thought about recording these walks and maybe they will help someone who is feeling lonely now. I can tell the story of how I come to be in Eindhoven alone in the middle of pandemic. And so I quit my job in October 2019. I wanted to do a sabbatical. And you know, November was great. December 2019 was great. January 2019, there were already some news about China and some things about Tibet or something. But we all thought, oh, that's a Chinese thing. You know how those Chinese are. They live 20 in the same thing. Apartments, and they eat bats and stuff like that. Then in February I came to Eindhoven. Oh, it started raining. Oh, shit. I'm about 1 hour away from my apartment, and it seems like heavy rain. Okay. I hope my jacket can take it. So in February I came to an interview just to see if there was something to it. When I returned to Portugal, everything was still pretty much normal. Then in March, that's when the big scare happened with the Italian videos of the hospitals not being able to take care of the patients. So, and it was pretty sudden. And in March 2020 was the year for me when I went from being in a sabbatical to find out what to do with my life. to just think, okay, I don't have a job, I'm 31, the economy in Portugal is going down fast, so I should accept the offer from Eindhoven, and let's see. So when I came in the 1st of April 2020, there were no more flights from Lisbon to Eindhoven, so I had to go to Amsterdam, and in that week when I arrived, all flights from Portugal to the Netherlands were cancelled. It is pretty, I would say it's unique, arriving in a new country, in a new house, for a new job, and being stuck, and having no friends, having no one. And, those were complicated weeks, but I still had the rush and the adrenaline of all the new things that were happening. And it's still raining. I'm going by PSV Stadium. I've been coming here for some months now, and it still seems sad, I would say, that such an impressive stadium is empty. There is nothing here. I can see a lot of people, just their bicycles going by. There are already a lot of people using masks. And this is it. You will hear me next time. Keep walking. Keep walking forward.
Well, we'll see you later. Thank you very much.